When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, gang.
My name's Clay.
All right, gang. I wish you could be here right now and see this right now, but Rod's been angry at me lately because I make fun of him up top. And so this week, what he's doing is he's dressing up as an army man to mock me because of all my years of service, and he's done none. And it's just, oh my god. We also have Whitmer Thomas. Whitmer Thomas, he is 400 pounds?
Yeah.
1 foot tall?
Yeah.
Yeah. And my name is Clay Tatum. Welcome to the podcast.
When's the last time you fucked around some Play-Doh? Clay?
I'm sorry, what was that?
When's the last time you fucked around some Play-Doh?
Yeah, I don't know if I could hear you. What are you saying?
I said, when's the last time you fucked around with some Play-Doh?
Clay, do you need help?
Yeah, I need a little help.
He wants to know when the last time you fucked around with some Play-Doh is.
Play-Doh.
When? I'm going to answer you. Okay.
Okay.
The answer is yesterday, and you know why?
Why?
I'm an MF and 90s kid.
Oh, yeah, I'm crazy.
Yeah, you're
random
crazy
in school, and I would always eat it because it's salty, dude.
It does taste kind of good, though.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Before the podcast, you guys were talking about that viral restaurant, Mom's Spaghetti.
By Eminem?
Eminem.
I want that skinny sandwich.
Yeah, I do, too. But I made my own store.
What's that?
In L.A.
Huh.
Kind of a sister store to Mom's Spaghetti.
Yeah.
No one's called.
What's up?
Daddy's Peanuts.
I love it.
Excuse me?
I would go.
Daddy's Peanuts.
You get a bag of nuts for how much?
You're not going to believe it.
Hmm.
$1 million.
It costs $1 million for one bag of nuts?
You sell one bag of nuts and you're done.
How many have you sold?
Rod gets the plan. How many have I sold?
Yeah.
On my $1 million bag of nuts?
Yeah.
You're not going to believe it?
Huh.
Not a single bag.
Oh, I guess if you had, you would be out of the nut game. You'd be living in Greece.
Can I ask how big this nut is? How big is this nut bag?
They're deshelled.
Uh-huh. And the nut bag is how big?
You ever seen a sandwich bag before?
Yeah.
So it's about a...
Rod carries one around those with COVID in it.
That's not true. I don't have a sandwich bag full of COVID.
You have a little sandwich bag full of COVID on you at all times.
I'm not trying to give COVID to anybody, especially not my friends, and I don't have it in a sandwich bag.
He loves giving COVID to marginalized communities.
What the hell,
dude? He says
it
all the time.
Long answer short, about 12 planters in
that bag.
You fit
12 planters in the bag? And that's $1 million?
$1 million, yeah.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up. But you sell one and you're good, though.
Rod gets the plan. He understands. For once, he understands.
Rod would love $1 million.
Yeah.
Rod keeps saying, I just got to disappear for a little while.
Yeah.
Keeps saying that under his breath all the time. Yeah. Just got to disappear for a little while.
Yeah.
I go, Rod, you want to see a movie? No, I got to work. But Rod, you already worked your 5 shifts this week. Yeah, no, I just got to save a little money, disappear for a little while.
I don't know what's wrong with that. Disappearing for a little while is a nice thing to do.
I've been trying to get off Instagram today.
For society. What's up?
I've been trying to get off Instagram today. I keep looking at it every hour.
Oh, me too.
What? Remember when Instagram? So like everybody was all making
fun
of.
Can I say something?
What's up?
If you look at it, if you don't look at it, how are you gonna stay up on what a person is who you met at a comedy show 3 years ago? It's up to right now.
Or a podcast that you followed that hasn't done a new episode in 3 years.
Are they posting? Do you ever see them post?
No. sometimes I follow stuff and I'm like, why did I just follow my friend's short films Instagram?
I followed your guys' film.
Yeah, and we haven't posted anything on there in a long time.
Yeah, and that's for a reason.
Why?
You just need to shut up about it until it comes out. I'm sick of this new thing. Can I get on my soapbox?
Sure. Yeah, you need to. You smell.
Thank you.
You say thank you to that?
Yeah, no, he said you stink, dude.
Yeah, no.
Someone said, Clay, you need to learn how to stand up for yourself.
If someone says you stink, you don't say thank you.
Let's try it again, but this time stand up for yourself.
Okay.
Say what you said.
You mind if I get on my soapbox?
Yeah, you need to. You stink.
Can I show you something over here?
Sure.
Okay, let's get over here.
All right.
You ever seen this before? See what I have in my hand?
No, what is it?
It's a handgun.
What are you going to do with that?
Well, yeah, I'm going to do a couple things with it. First, I'm going to load the motherfucker with some hollow points. You know what that does?
What's that?
It's like a guy cannonballing into your skull, but when he hits the water, he spreads out his arms. It's an absolute fucking mess.
It sounds like that hurt.
Well, what are you going to do with those bullets?
Maybe I'll see what it does to your freaking cranium, dude.
Why?
Because of that thing you said about me being smelling shit. Yeah, I haven't wiped in 4 years.
Oh.
It doesn't mean I stink.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
See, and now we've grown.
So let me get, can I get it on my soapbox now?
Yeah.
My ass itches. Can we not say trailer comes out tomorrow? Just wait till tomorrow and just release the trailer.
I was just talking about this. Big news tomorrow. It's like, okay. I hate it when people post
just
that.
Release the fucking trailer. I don't need a Monday of like Red Rocket trailer tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just, who cares? Just fucking show it to me when you're done with it.
What is Red Rocket?
It's the new Sean Baker movie, the new A24 film. A24 is like the king of new trailer out tomorrow.
And there's going to be a new trailer?
Well, it already came out. The trailer came out.
Is it cool?
Yeah.
Alright. Sure. Alright. Well, what I was going to say is, remember when Instagram went down and everybody on Twitter was like, maybe that's for the best. I was like, everybody, these fucking tools all have the same goddamn joke.
Yeah.
But they're right. I did feel better that day.
Yeah.
Not having to look at damn Instagram.
Can I maybe pitch something to you?
What's up, poop?
Desktop only.
Desktop. That's cool. Yeah. I think you're right. I'm going to do that right now.
Okay.
Desktop only?
I'll deal with you.
But then you can't post.
No, you can post on desktop.
I thought you couldn't post. Can you not post stories?
Oh, maybe you can't post. I don't know,
fuck. Dude. Okay, never mind. I have to have it on my phone. Gotta promote some shit, dog.
Yeah, you gotta do the work.
Yeah, I forgot I run the American Arts and Culture. I've been slacking.
You've been slagging off.
Dude, I've been slagging hard on everything in my life ever since I got COVID.
Yeah, COVID does that to you, and that's okay.
Ooh, I got that COVID.
Yeah, you get COVID, you get...
So are you partly jealous that you didn't get COVID?
Yes, dude, all the fucking time.
Now you're the only one.
I know, dude. It fucking sucks, dude.
Why are you jealous?
Because I won't be fully protected. And I want to know what COVID does to my ass.
Why don't you get Rod, will you give him some of it?
Yeah, I'm going to get... Oh, wait. I don't have COVID in a baggie, so I can't do that.
You know who should have gotten COVID?
Who?
This Carnage guy.
Why?
From Venom.
Are we already on to that now?
Yeah, he's bad news.
Yeah.
Give him a little bit of COVID, man.
You give him a little cough?
He gets a cough. He's unvaccinated for sure.
Oh, this Carnage guy, he's not getting vaccinated.
Oh, absolutely not.
He's a big, stinky red guy.
Dude, you won't believe what Venom gets himself into in this movie, Clay.
Clay? Will you believe it?
I just found something out.
What?
A number was trying to reach me, and it was my dad the whole time.
Oh, really?
What?
Is he leaving a voicemail?
My dad's not leaving a damn voicemail. His phone number changes all the damn time.
Did he text you?
Yeah, he finally texted me.
Did he find a cool peanut that you got to sell at your shop?
I'm just pissed right now, dude.
Hey, Clay, I found a nut.
Totally forgot it was his birthday the other day because I just don't know what day of, I don't know what day it is. And then at midnight, he calls me.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, I don't know who this is. I call my mom. I'm like, Mom, what the fuck is this number? Why is an Alabama number trying to reach me right now? And she goes, I don't know who that is.
You think it's somebody calling.
And then she was like, you need to call your dad. It's his birthday. I'm like, it's like fucking midnight. I can't call him right now. And I'm pissed that I missed it.
You just send him a gift.
I was going to buy him cheesecake, but go off.
Send him some cheesecake.
That's a really good gift.
And like a hat with a flashlight on it or something. He'd love that.
I'm trying to get him some junior cheesecake. That shit is expensive.
What's that?
It's like a New York. Every time you went to New York, you ate at Junior's or something. I don't know. Mm. Well, who's this fucking Spider-Man guy?
This Carnage.
Are these people who are spider-related?
Nope.
They don't have any spider in them.
Nope. Sorry. Venom is a little alien guy. He attaches to Eddie Brock. Okay?
Eddie Brock?
Yeah. Okay. Eddie Brock, he talks like this. He goes, I don't know. I just grew up. I'm from San Francisco.
I think he's from New York.
No. That's a
The movie takes place in San Francisco. But he's from New York?
I thought so.
He goes, I don't know. It's just me. I'm Eddie Brock. I'm from New York. I live in San Francisco. That's all right with me, though. And he's a journalist.
What about the New York slices? How do you get that in San Francisco?
Well, I don't know, man.
They don't really have a slice. They don't have a slice culture in San Francisco. They probably have a vegan
slice.
Exactly.
They got a burrito culture up there.
Really?
Kind of.
Wasn't there a comedy festival called like the Burrito Festival?
That seems like something
info in my head that I would not keep in my brain.
For Burrito Festival. 2 days. Yeah.
We were never invited. That's all right though.
We weren't invited to most festivals.
Sketch Fest. We never got to go. That's all right though.
Maybe one day we'll go to Sketch Fest.
Yeah. Anyway, so Eddie Brock, he talks like this, and he got Venom. And then Venom is like, hello, Eddie, it is me, Venom, how about you? And Venom is actually fun.
Yeah.
That's the first movie of them, they have all this banter.
I've seen that.
They gotta work together.
Yeah.
You saw it?
We saw it together, man. I don't know where you were.
I saw it in New York City.
Yeah, it was next to the Brooklyn Bridge.
Like a movie that Clay saw that we were shocked that he saw.
Wait. Yeah. I saw that movie in New York City.
Yeah, I saw it with you. We were next to the Brooklyn Bridge?
Wait, hold up.
Did you see it at the Brooklyn Bridge
Theater? Where did we actually see it?
I saw it with someone. I don't think it was you, actually. But we did see it together next to the Brooklyn Bridge.
Venom, Spenum, gotta do a chinum.
I saw it with Whitney, I think.
Where?
Your wife.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't take your last name. No interest.
Whitney Tatum? Ugh.
Whitney Weir Tatum?
That's just like, you're already Whitney Weir.
Whitney Tatum Weir.
Actually, that doesn't sound...
Clay Tatum Weir?
Clay Weir?
Mm. Clay Weir's kind of cool.
Clayton Weir? Ugh.
Zippy Weir?
Clayton Howell Weir?
That's what I like.
So, Eddie Brock. Now, he's figured out how to work with Venom. And he's got to interview Cletus Cassidy.
Uh-huh.
Who's a serial killer, I guess.
Uh-huh. And this guy doesn't like cereal.
It starts in the 90s. There's a couple kids in the 90s.
Harry Potter and friends?
Yeah. And they're talking to each other through a...
Talking about Play-Doh?
Yeah. Talking about Play-Doh. When's the last time you messed around with some Play-Doh? That's what he's saying.
You want to know my answer?
Huh.
Yesterday. You know what? You want to know why?
Why?
I'm an MF and 90s kid.
Yeah. So they're talking about Play-Doh, Gak, whatever's going on with Rugrats and the gang.
The Oklahoma City bombing.
Kosovo.
These are all the things kids talk about back then. Yeah. We all know. We remember this stuff.
They're like teenagers who are in a mental institution. And the girl gets taken away because she has superpowers. It's Shriek.
Shriek?
Yeah.
Shriek's in this?
She's in the comics.
What?
She's the Carnage storyline.
She's in the film.
Wait, isn't that what happens when Rod enters the women's restroom?
Yeah.
That's in the movie?
Yeah, that's in the movie.
Typically.
That as a character.
Which, as we all know, that's one of Venom's weaknesses.
The high-pitched noise.
High-pitched noise.
Well, can you believe that? Carnage is in love with this shriek.
What the hell?
It's before he's Carnage.
What a shriek?
She screams loud. High-pitched.
And she's at the girls' restroom in the Glendale Galleria.
And she discovered her power because Rod walked into the bathroom while she was in there. And because of a little mouse walked across the floor and she had to get on...
Hop on a bar stool.
Hop on a bar stool. So...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So then it cuts to the present day, you know, 25 years later.
Present day? What, on Christmas?
Yeah. And now, and now Shriek is like, I don't know, 35? And for some reason, Cletus Cassidy is 60.
Yeah, he's an old man now.
Doesn't make any sense. Their ages?
Yeah.
Straight up, why? Like, why did that scene have to be in the 90s?
Yeah.
You would have said it, what, in the 80s?
Early 80s?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Late 70s, early 80s.
And you haven't spoiled any of the movie yet.
No.
We're going to give a spoiling warning.
Eddie Brock is having to deal with Venom. He's not letting Venom eat people, which is kind of a bummer for Venom, because that's Venom likes to eat people. And they don't really fight crime together, which is... Because it's
they do it separate?
You know, it's just complicated. Their relationship is complicated. Venom comes out. He's a journalist. He's trying to get to the bottom of where some dead bodies are hidden that Cletus Cassidy hid. He talks to Cletus Cassidy. Venom figures out where the bodies are. And then he finds all these bodies. And then Cletus bites him.
Cletus bites...
Why is he inviting this?
Bites Eddie Brock?
Biting range.
You wouldn't believe it.
What happened?
But he is.
He's in biting range?
He's in bite range, which is basically any time Clay has to go into a room with Rod, he goes, are we bite range?
Keep Rod out of bite range.
Yeah.
I do.
Rod, I'm going to have a new friend over. Stay out of bite range.
You got to let people know when they come and they meet me that you got to stay out of bite range.
Yeah, stay out of,
I'm going to bite him.
Yeah.
You give everyone pool noodles?
Yeah.
So they know.
That's Rod. He bites.
So
he does
know
bite.
How to stay.
Have you seen the meme of that? The kids with the pool noodles in elementary school? And it says, like, these kids are going to destroy the world. Imagine being in elementary school right now and having to, like, walk with a pool noodle so you know you're far enough away from
is that what they use
your schoolmates. In some places, yeah.
Oh, I haven't really seen that. But that does sound like a fun way to...
Yeah, the schools out here don't have that, so...
Maybe seems like a fun way to hit people with pool noodles.
So when Rod
a fun thing to do.
Checks out the schools, he doesn't see any of that.
Yeah, Rod hasn't seen any of that from his experience.
What the hell? y'all are messed up.
So Cletus Cassidy bites him. Rod, sit down. And he drinks some of his blood.
What the hell? He bites that hard?
Yeah.
What?
And then he goes, I've never tasted blood like that ever. You have sweet blood. And then he goes to get put to death.
Is Venom, or was he always Southern?
Venom isn't Southern.
No, that's...
Cletus Cassidy is Southern just because Woody Harrelson is Southern.
What?
What?
Woody Harrelson is Cletus Cassidy.
Who's Southern?
Yeah.
And who's Carnage?
Woody Harrelson.
I mean, is Carnage what I meant? Is he... Carnage always been Southern?
Oh, no.
No, I think they all live in New York. They're all New York guys.
But now they're San Francisco.
But now Cletus is... Venom is... Carnage is Southern.
Yeah.
Three tries on that one.
Yeah.
You're doing great, Clay. I think you're doing really good.
And this is pretty much now we're in the third act of the movie.
We're already there?
We haven't spoiled anything yet.
No.
How did we get there so quick?
And then so Cletus Cassidy gets put to death because he's a killer. And before he can, Carnage comes out. and kills everybody in the jail.
Wait, what has happened in the second act of the movie?
I don't know, man.
I'm upset.
Why, Rod?
Why is it carnage throughout the whole movie?
Well, at one point, Venom goes off on his own. He gets out of Eddie Brock.
Sounds stupid to me.
And he goes to like a queer rave.
Uh-huh.
And he talks about how he's never been able to be himself until recently. And people think he's wearing a costume.
His big Venom?
Yeah.
He's just a black mass.
Like a huge, really intricate, wet costume.
Uh-huh.
Everybody cheers because he's never been able to be himself until that night.
So when does Carnage come down and go, "Hi, y'all"?
Carnage never does that. He never says, "Hi, y'all."
But that's like his catchphrase in the comic.
This MFR has a guy named Cletus inside of him.
I know. Well, Cletus, you know what's even crazier is he's not even Southern in the comics. His name's Dan Quayle. Or maybe he is. I don't know.
His name's Dan Quayle.
Yeah, oh, yeah. His name is Dan Quayle in the comics. He changed it.
Dan Quayle misspelled potato. So, Carnage. Oh, I typed in Dan Quayle. I meant to type in Cletus Cassidy.
No, let's see what you find on Dan Quayle.
Okay. Cletus Cassidy. Carnage breaks out. He kills everybody.
And this is the third act? So we went two acts without seeing Carnage at all.
Maybe this is the middle of the second act. And he goes and breaks out Shriek, his ex, from the 90s.
The Glendale Gallery, yeah.
She's in jail, too, somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then Shriek screams or something, and Carnage is like, don't let her scream. Because they talk, Cletus and Carnage talk to each other, like Venom and Eddie.
They go, after this, we should get some world peanuts.
What, can you do Carnage voice?
Don't talk to her. Don't talk to her before I have my boiled peanuts.
Arr, I need me some boiled peanuts before I'm going to talk to her.
And then they get her out. They break her out. And then he goes and gets a haircut and a nice jacket and a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
That's all anybody really wants.
And he's got these little bangs.
Woody Harrelson bangs?
He's got these tiny little bangs. Have you seen this, Clay? No. Clay, you got to see these little bangs, dude.
And we still haven't spoiled any of the movie yet, right? So we're just like in the middle of the movie. And the spoilers happen at the end. So
Woody Harrelson, Carnage. I was just saying that into my phone so I could show Clay the bangs. He's got these little baby bangs. So cute.
Oh, so cute.
And they're just goofing off together, mostly.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, the bangs are not good. But that's the only bad part about the movie. And
honestly, it's kind of crazy because he's such a famously bald man.
Yeah.
To it's have like him
when
with
they
give
Bruce Willis a bangs.
Yeah, to give him hair like that is a strange move.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, they do
it. Anywho, gang.
They do that, and that's crazy stuff.
So how far into the movie now?
Third act.
Okay, so we just got just a little bit of Carnage.
Yeah, so then at some point, Venom and Carnage have to fight each other, and they do.
And what is Venom like?
Venom goes, "Oh no, Eddie, he's big. I am scared."
And you know what? Let me guess what Carnage is like. Hi, y'all. You know what? You know what's good? They have a good chicken salad at Zach's Beast.
Yeah.
That's they have it. A really good chicken salad at Zaxby's. Every time I go back home, I only hear
everybody's talking about Zaxby's.
What is Zaxby's?
It's just like a chicken place that I think is everywhere, but for some reason the South just
people
love.
Just get excited. Remember when Publix came? You know we got Publix. They have organic celery.
That's actually pretty nice.
We have a Publix.
I'm gonna try to figure out what Zaxby's is. I've never heard of this.
So they're fighting in a church. And Carnage is saying to Cletus, don't let Shriek scream, because that messes with me. But she keeps doing it. And Venom and Carnage are fighting, and then eventually Venom wins. Carnage dies, and Shriek dies.
That's sad.
That's spoiler alert, by the way.
So go ahead and fast forward to past that part. And
then the movie ends, and then the post-credits sequence is, spoiler alert, is that Eddie Brock is like, yo, Venom, show me like some of your, like you have, you said you have access to all kinds of stuff. Like, give me, show me what you're talking about. And he goes, are you ready? And he said, yeah. And then he, the world shakes. And then he opens his eyes and now he's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Wait, what?
With Spider-Man. Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Huh? So you can, so Venom has a power to transport into different universes?
I guess so.
And now he's going to meet Tom Holland?
Yep.
And I guess Iron Man dead.
Yep. But Thor ain't.
You'll meet Thor? And now he in the universe, Clay.
So we haven't spoiled anything yet, right?
We did, but I told him about it.
Oh, what was the spoiled thing?
That he goes into Spider-Man world.
What happens in Spider-Man's world?
Well, before there were two different worlds, because...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought they were just two different cities.
Well, no, they're two different worlds.
How are we supposed to know about this?
Do you read the trades?
Daily?
Yeah.
Well, I think you know about this because Venom never interacts with Ant-Man. And Ant-Man also lives in San Francisco, so you'd see that.
They would get dinner.
They would talk. They would hang out sometimes.
Paul Rudd
and Eddie Brock.
What about Zippy Rudd? Did you change your name to Zippy Rudd?
How much, bitch?
You're the star of SNL.
Oh, of course.
To be the star of SNL, that's a dream.
Of course, dude.
That's my dream.
And the star of SNL. Your host, Owen Wilson, and the star, Zippy Rudd.
Who's the musical guest?
Hi, y'all!
Musical guest, Fastball.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. If Zippy's the star, Fastball
every
always
week.
Doing it.
We do it Fastball again.
Dude, Fastball was on in the grocery store today. Anyone can see the road that they walk on is paved in gold. That shit is good.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Remember the fucking action film that they had for the music video? People jumping off of.
Ooh. What was their other song?
There wasn't.
Oh.
I think, yeah, that's the main Fastball.
It's always summer, they never get cool.
I do think I had the Fastball album growing up.
Yeah, I got that. I got it from Christmas one year.
I don't remember any of the other songs, though.
I don't either. Fucking.
I think they had another hit. Oh, was I out of my head?
Man, was I out of my mind? I just have never been so alive.
That's also a good song.
Damn, dude. How did Fastball's I sleep good. On that? Dude, what the fuck happened
Fastball's
there?
Fastball's good as hell. I'm going to give Fastball a perfect 10 out of 10.
And I give Venom a 10 out of 10.
Why?
All of the action.
Yeah.
These guys fighting. Are you jacking my ass with how good it is? The way they are fighting each other every...
They punch.
Yeah.
Stretchy arm. You gotta
Andy Serkis directed this. Gollum. Schmeagol.
Schmeagol?
He's a director?
Yep.
I didn't know he was a director.
Yep.
I didn't know he directed it. That's cool.
He's in.
He's in it?
Nope. Schmeagol's not in it either. I was waiting for Schmeagol to show up.
If I was as good as at Schmeagol as he is, he would be in all my movies.
Is Spider-Man in the movie? Nope. I know you told me he was in the universe.
Well, he shows up.
He was
on
busy
screen.
That day, probably, right?
Yeah.
Are we finally going to get Black Suit Spider-Man?
Yep.
That's all I want.
We love it.
What does that have to do with Venom? Oh, the Venom goo gets on him, right?
Yep.
If we get Black Suit Spider-Man,
what's going on
here?
Venom goo gets
out.
Everywhere. Why isn't that not happening?
Also, what is it going to turn Spider-Man all huge?
No, I don't think so. Spider-Man stays sleek always.
Well, why do Venom
He stays
get all
110
huge?
Pounds the way all men should.
Because Eddie Brock is big. Spider-Man's small.
Woody Harrelson, when Carnage gets in him, gets huge.
Carnage is grosser, though.
And he's a bloody mess.
Yeah, he's all red.
Okay, well, I'd love to see Spider-Man get into the Venom stuff.
Maybe make Spider-Man Black Suit Spider-Man. I want to see that stuff.
But the thing is like, they're already doing the... Venom is, like, such a hero in these movies. So, like, how are they going to make him a villain in the Spider-Mans?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's kind of a weird way to try and do it.
I guess he's just going to be an anti-hero with Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think he's just going to be friends with Spider-Man.
But maybe
but Spider-Man still needs the black suit.
Well, that's probably why they fight, I bet you. It's because he gets some of that symbiote, and then Venom's like jealous and wants it back or something.
Because I mean, black suit Spider-Man's cool. It's a cool costume.
Yeah. Clay, would you rather be Spider-Man or
Donkey Kong?
No, Chucky Doll.
Are you trying to scare me right now? You don't say that.
It is
stuff.
October. What are you going to be for Halloween, guys?
Remember,
Are people going to hang out for Halloween?
I don't know.
What is the deal with Halloween?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, what is going on Halloween?
Well, typically girls use it as an excuse to dress slutty.
And that's why they're going to hell?
Yeah.
Have
you ever noticed that?
Like all those girls.
Halloween girls are like, yeah, I'm an angel. And it's like, that is an excuse to dress slutty.
Wait.
What are your dates?
You're judging.
I have a show on October 28th at Largo.
Okay. You know what I'm going to be?
Huh.
Remember in Jackie Brown when Michael Keaton, for some reason, in the middle of the movie, is wearing like a Ramones leather jacket, a white shirt under it, shorts, and he has like those Costa Del Mars around his neck? I'm going as that.
That's cool, pretty good.
Yeah.
That everybody will immediately recognize.
And Rod, are you buying a new trench coat or are you using the one you did last year?
I'm just going to use the same trench coat. What?
Rod.
My Raphael costume.
Right.
Okay, dude.
More like Raphael.
What are you going to be?
Well, yeah, what are you going to be? Can I say something?
What?
You're kind of the one that kind of spurred this conversation, assuming that you had one locked and loaded.
I thought you had a costume locked and loaded. Don't say Venom.
I'm probably going to be Joker. I don't know.
That makes sense to me.
I guess get steel and brand.
Are you going to do a Joker? You going to do a Joker set at your comedy show?
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Are you going to be Joker the entire time?
Yeah.
Do you have a Joker song?
I should. I love him. I love what he is, what he does. He's cool. He's kind. Let's see Joker and Venom together in a movie.
Oh, what if he woke up and he was in the Joker movie?
Dude, what if he woke
fingers up? Were crossed.
Dude, wake imagine up. This. Venom. Carnage. Joker.
Cartman.
And the Cartman. And that fucking computer guy from Untraceable.
Ooh, what a team!
Oh my god, that'd be really good.
Yeah.
That's actually really good. That's a good team.
Oh my god. Paul Reiser?
Wait, Paul Reiser's just added to the team?
Yeah.
Paul Reiser, yeah.
Comedic relief.
We need some comedic relief.
You need someone who's fun.
Get Joker, Carnage.
He's funny.
Computer guy from Untraceable.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Cartman and Cartman. Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser as himself.
To round, yeah.
Okay.
That's some fun. That's great, scary, and fun.
That's the crew, though, dude. That's the crew.
Mm-hmm.
Get the crew together.
Anything else about this movie?
Nope.
No other thoughts on this.
Well, I got movie candy.
Yeah, what were
did you use the premium line?
Yeah.
Gang, if you don't know, we have like AMC A-lister thing.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
I gotta sign up for it.
And how many times have you used it?
One time for Card Counter.
Clay, that was weeks ago.
I'm telling you, I'm having an issue right now getting my damn wife to go see a movie.
You're seeing a movie tomorrow.
Yeah.
With me.
Part of the deal.
So was that your plan or...
That was my plan. I was like, listen, you're taking me to all these... I went to Whit's comedy show, went to another show, because Whitney wanted to go, and I'm like, we gotta see a movie now. Please. Love of James.
We gotta see film. We have to get to the cinema. And so, it's gotta be serious cinema. We can't go
so
see...
So we're seeing Titane Thursday, which you've already seen.
It could be Titan.
You already seen Mysteriously.
Me and Mitra went and saw it the other day on a whim. But here's what's crazy, is it's either Titan or Titan. We won't know because they never say that word in the movie.
What the hell?
Yeah.
So, if anybody knows how to say that word, then let us know. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what it's about, Ron?
I got no clue. I haven't seen anything about it.
I know too much about it.
I'm hoping to be surprised. Every movie I think I've seen since pandemic, since we started seeing movies again, I had no clue what it was.
Did Pamela Anderson like it?
We both enjoyed ourselves, yeah. Yeah. I'd recommend everyone go see it, for sure.
Wait, don't review it, though. We got to watch it next week.
Yeah, don't spoil it. You can spoil Venom.
But
you didn't spoil Venom.
No, because I told everyone.
Yeah. Well, what's the spoiler again?
That he shows up in the Spider-Man world. Spoiler alert. Fast forward.
Fast forward to the end of the podcast.
Well, that's it, gang. Yeah. I clearly give the movie a 10 out of 10.
Easy.
Easy 10 out of 10 for the film Venom 2.
Oh, I forgot to... So, did he use the fast lane in the fucking...
Yes, absolutely.
Was it even faster than the last time? Because last time it took you fucking all day.
No, way faster.
Okay.
They're still, you know, greasing up that AMC.
Yeah.
It's still not all the way open yet. There's like a bar that's not ready to go yet.
There's a bar going in there?
Yeah, they were going to open a bar at the Pacific right before pandemic happened.
You know what's really exciting? It's about to be sweater season.
Yeah, I can't wait, dude.
I cannot fucking wait for sweater season, dude.
Don't go to Minnesota.
When?
Friday.
Why?
Oh, Whitney's grandmother died a long time ago, but... since COVID, we are just now going to do the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Only there for like 2 or 3 hours.
That's pretty good.
But I want some fucking cold weather. I don't know if they have that up there just yet.
I think it's probably cold enough.
I'm sick of this t-shirt weather.
Me too.
I'm fucking sick of this shit. You need to stop. You need to cool down. Why can't we get the... Why can't we fix this climate change thing again?
You want to fix that?
Yeah, how do we fix it?
I'll tell you, Republicans.
Exactly. Once we get the Orange Man out of the office, yeah. I think then we'll start cooking.
Yeah, we basically, as soon as we get Orange Man out,
God,
that's when things start getting good.
Exactly.
Things are finally going to start getting good now that one of these days.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for him.
Who, Joe Biden?
Orange.
Oh.
I didn't vote for him either.
Yeah, yeah.
Rod did.
Rod has a little secret.
What? I didn't, I gotta go.
Well, alright, see ya.
A school bus just drove by.
Hey, what the? Y'all are fucked up, yeah, dude. Still got Y'all it, are dude. Fucked up, dude.
Anything else? We got like 5 more minutes.
Why don't you move into Joe's old apartment?
I got a wild Palmer?
Yeah.
Where's Joe's old apartment?
Right down the street.
How much do you think it is?
$900.
I'll move in.
Okay.
You would love it and you would hate it.
Why would I hate it?
Not walking distance to your work.
Yeah, but I could take, I think. Well, it's close to the train, right? The yellow? And then I think it'd be okay.
See, it's the gold line, but he calls it the yellow because it's piss.
Because it's the L. It's the L line now.
What?
Why?
They changed all the bus lines. Why? The train lines.
Why?
What?
They're all lettered.
Why?
What's mine? The red line.
The red line is now... Is it the B? I don't remember.
It's why'd they do this?
No, it's not the B.
Rod doesn't have a reason why.
They did it.
Seems like he's making this up on the spot.
I don't know why they did it. But like there was a question there, like, oh, what if we, how should we change it? Because they wanted to change it, because the Expo line, I think.
Yeah, because that we thought that was the blue line for the longest time.
Yeah, because it's a light blue line, and the blue line goes down to Long Beach.
Why don't they have the brown line?
That's the B line. I think the red line is the A line.
Never get off.
The what line?
Brown line.
Oh, yeah, I'd be on there for sure. But they decided to get rid of the colors, which is dumb. And they decided to use letters.
And what do you think this is? Anybody, New York?
I think they do think it's New York. I think they fucked up. They thought they were in New York. But they changed.
I love New York for the Italian culture. The food, pizza. Oh, just walking out on the street every single day, you see so many different people. The inspiration for my art is incredible when I'm in New York City.
So many different pizzas?
I walk off the train. I get myself a ham, egg, and cheese. I'm eating my thing as I'm walking down the road with my umbrella on because of the New York rain.
Yes.
And I see my friends.
How about that fucking rain the other day?
Oh my God, the New York rain?
The in thunder. LA? Oh my God, the thunder's scary to me.
Did you see New York?
You're afraid of it, really?
Not really, no.
Okay, fucking thank God, or else I would have whooped your ass.
Hell yeah, dude.
But it's fun. I think it's fun to hear the thunder.
Yeah, bring that shit back, dude.
You like it?
I love that shit. I want more.
Dude, guess the fuck what, dude?
What?
It was like fucking the power went out the other day. We had a power outage. Then the next day, we had a fucking thunderstorm. What is going on here?
It's the end of the world,
Mr. Clay.
It's hell in
Silver Lake right now.
It's the end of the world, Mr. Clay. Yeah, I know. My Wi-Fi went out for like 40 minutes.
Oh, dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problems.
Well, your Wi-Fi goes out every now and again because of the websites that you go to.
No, that's... Well...
You use it all up.
I use all of my Wi-Fi. I'm using all my bandwidth.
If you click on butt.com, it says, this will use up most of your Wi-Fi for the day. And Brad goes, huh?
Do
it. It's worth it.
Yeah, you gotta use it somehow.
Yeah.
Use it or lose it is what I say.
Yeah, so I give the movie a 10 out of 10 just because of the spiders and...
There's no spiders.
There is a spider. Venom is a spider. So is Carnage. He's a southern spider.
Yeah, you look like a damn fool.
You look like a damn fool. It's like you never cracked open.
You got your damn ass tricked.
You never cracked open a nice comic book.
Say that again,
please. You never just went down and picked up your favorite comic book.
All right, yeah, I give it 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 all around, gang. So that's the movie, and that's it, gang. And for that and everything else I said, give this podcast a fucking 10 out of 10.
The podcast? Yeah, give the podcast a 10 out of 10, gang.
Yeah. Is that a thing anymore? Do people care?
Do it on iTunes. Give us a 10 out of 10.
Do care about iTunes reviews anymore?
I don't know, man. It might help.
All right, bye, gang.
Bye, gang.